haircuts, interviews, and pure rock.
I believe that you should give me the hair.
Now, here's Anthony Michaels.
Formed in 1982 in Belleville, Washington, they were originally called The Mob. The band has released 16 studio albums, one EP, and several DVDs, and have sold more than 20 million albums. Their 1988 album, Operation Mindcrime, is often considered one of the greatest heavy metal concept albums in history. In April 2012, Jeff Tate was fired from the band. Now we have Jeff Tate here on Haircuts. Do you ever plan on getting back together with the guys from Queensryche?
There's stuff that I can't really say right now about it. But what I can say is I'm incredibly disappointed with the situation. I poured my life, my heart and soul into this band and all the different projects for all these years. And it was always my intention and my responsibility was to guard the name, the image of the band, make things appear to the public that we were all very in tune with each other and enjoyed each other's company and that kind of thing. Because I thought that, honestly, it created a sense of elegance about the band that I felt comfortable with. And to have, 30 years of your life dragged through the mud and treated in this very disrespectful manner is not only humiliating, but sad. This wasn't how I envisioned, ending my music career with Queensryche at all. And I'm just saddened by it. And really, I'd like to not think about it anymore, honestly. I'd like to get past it and move on and kind of set that pain aside,
Right. What kind of music do wind turbines enjoy?
I have no idea.
They are huge metal fans.
Oh, terrible.
Dad joke alert.
This is Haircuts Radio.
Thank you.
Coming up on Haircuts, we're going to hear from a band called Cubicle Riot. Now, these guys aren't real. Totally made up. AI band. The AI wrote the song. The AI made their image. We're going to hear what they sound like coming up next.
This is Kip Winger, and keep it right here. More Haircuts with Anthony Michaels coming up next.